In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, come, let us adore the King, our Lord, who is to come. These words of the holy prophet Isaiah, or rather of God who speaks to us through the prophet, should make a deep impression on the children of Holy Mother Church. Who could hear without trembling this voice of our Lord, who is despised and unknown, even at the very time when he is coming to visit his people? Lest men should be terrified at the splendor of his majesty, he shed it by his humble birth. And far from acknowledging the divine power of him who thus humbled himself out of love for them, these men have refused even to know him. In the crib where he lay after his birth, had at first only two mute animals to honor or notice it. Let us strive during this Advent season to understand how just are the complaints which our God here makes, and how our indifference for all his love is an insult. He calls heaven and earth to witness. He utters anathema against the sinful nation, his ungrateful children. Let us honestly confess that we too have not known the value of the visit of Jesus Christ to us, and that we have faithfully imitated the stubbornness of the Jews, who heeded not the bright light when it burst upon their darkness. It would almost seem that the angels sang in vain on that December night. It would seem it was in vain that the shepherds did receive and welcome the invitation to adore the infinite, know him. It would almost seem in vain that the Magi came from the east, asking where they could find the crib where the King was born. At this last example, the city of Jerusalem was somewhat moved, a little bit, but their astonishment was only for a moment, and the old indifference soon stifled the good tidings. Thus it is that our Lord came into the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend him. Let our darkness comprehend the light and desire it. The day will come when he will disperse the spiritual and voluntary darkness of men by the awful light of his justice. First, at death, and then at the second coming. His glory will be magnificent on that day. Nevertheless, during these days of our life here on earth, let us pray that we would be delivered from the wrath of God. During Advent, the whole world is in expectation of its Redeemer. The church, his bride, is now commencing another year. And her first word is to him a word which she speaks in the anxious solicitude of a mother for the safety of her children. She cries out to him, "Come." Let us be resolved to go no farther in our journey through the desert of this light, of this life, without Christ the Lord. For time is passing quickly from us. Our day is perhaps far spent, and the shades of our life's night are fast coming on. Only Christ can guide our steps in the way of truth and save us from eternal death, from hell. Let us, therefore, be on the watch for the day and the hour when he will come to us, and take precautions against the drowsiness which comes of custom and self-indulgence. The light will soon appear. May its first rays be the witness of our innocence, or at least of our repentance. The least that we on our part can do is retain no further affection for those sins, or else it will be said of us that we refused our salvation. The last words of this epistle are those which caught the eye of St. Augustine, when after a long resistance to the grace which pressed him to give himself to God, he resolved to obey the voice which said to him when he was in the presence of the sacred scriptures, "Take and read." These words decided his conversion. He immediately resolved to abandon the worldly life he had thus far led and to put on Christ. Let us begin this very day to imitate this saint. Let us long for that dear and glorious clothing with which the mercy of our Heavenly Father will be poured into our souls. And let us say with the church these touching words, which we cannot repeat too often during this time of year. None of them that wait on thee shall be confounded, O Lord. Waiting for the coming of the Lord, these words capture the entire essence of this holy season. And for centuries, Catholics have given concrete expression to this holy waiting by many pious customs, worthy of our imitation. Probably the most well-known of these is the Advent wreath. Though originally of German pagan origin, this custom, like so many others from antiquity, has been taken and, as it were, baptized by Holy Mother Church. In the Catholic tradition, the wreath represents the cycle of thousands of years from Adam to Christ, during which the world awaited the coming Redeemer. It also represents the cycle of years since then that we have been waiting his second and final coming in glory. There is also, of course, the question of the right moment to put up one's Christmas tree. It's not Christmas yet. Though an exact moment has never been set, it is more in keeping with the tradition. It is more fitting to wait until Christmas, or at least until some portion of Advent, the half or at least the majority of it, has passed. We have to try to take this gradual approach, again realizing the infant king is not here yet. He hasn't been born yet. The joy is not here yet, and we can't enjoy it prematurely like so many do, sadly. We must try to take the gradual approach. We're still in this period of holy waiting. Penance. Penance. Advent is a penitential period. So it is recommended, after some time has passed, perhaps half of Advent or the majority of Advent, then to put up one's Christmas lights and holly inside and outside the home as a reminder to ourselves and to this fallen world that Christ the Lord is coming and that we long for his birth and that only he can be our joy and our light in the darkness. And when it comes to our Advent resolutions, I hope you have some, let us err on the side of humility. Choose one resolution, not several, and persevere in that one resolution faithfully. Advent is not as penitential as Lent, and we often like to think of ourselves as strong, when in fact, we know we are weak. And who could forget that Advent is, more than any other liturgical season, the season of Our Lady, who waited upon the birth of the Christ child in her womb. Our recitation of the Holy Rosary, admittedly, is often a rather distracted, rushed affair. If once each week during Advent we could recite the Holy Rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, either before the exposed Blessed Sacrament or just in some quiet time in church, and with particular devotion to the third joyful mystery, the Nativity of our Lord, this would be no small accomplishment. Let us wait, therefore, with Mary and Saint Joseph and the entire company of heaven upon this coming of our Lord. The day is not far off, and if we would meet him as friends, we must remain vigilant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.